Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
The following story is inspired by real threats faced by California's national and state parks. Due to strong language and adult themes, listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Dark Woods.
You knew about the raid.
If I told you the truth, you would have never agreed to help. I was only trying
to... You were trying to use me. And Laura. And I fell for it.
Come on, Mark. You know I didn't have a choice.
Yes, you did. And you made it.
They're filing a missing persons report for Miguel.
What? You say Miguel was doing all this work for you, free of charge, because he thought you were helping him with this Fisher research, correct?
Yeah, I did. It was.
But in reality, you were using him to gather intel on a group of heavily armed drug smugglers who set up shop in the park. You used him.
I want to talk to Hector.
Absolutely not. I am ordering you to stay away from those people.
Were you ever going to tell me about the kid?
I know how to make this all go away.
It's too late for that.
I know the kid. He's harmless. So just let me handle it.
I handled it myself.
What do you mean?
I made the problem disappear.
Test, 1, 2. Test.
Test, 1, 2. Test.
I'm back at Six Rivers. It's 6:42 in the morning. Thursday, October 11th. 3 days since Miguel was last seen. Miguel and I, we set up some trail cams along the stream here a couple weeks back. They're not here anymore. He must have collected them at some point. Last we spoke, he... new developments. That's what he kept saying. New developments. Fisher developments. I think he mentioned Six Rivers, but I can't remember. What was he trying to tell me? I checked the Western Ridge yesterday, heading east this time towards Fern Canyon. At this pace, I should get there in, let's call it 3 hours. Where are you, buddy?
Higgs to Mark. Respond. Over.
I'm here. Over.
I'm parked outside your house. Where are you?
I'm in the field. What's going on?
Look, I need you to come back to the office, okay? Right away.
What happened? Did they find something? Hello?
They found him.
Wolf Entertainment and Endeavor Content present Dark Woods. Episode 7, Eureka.
So that's it? Okay, thanks for calling. Good luck.
Is it him?
Yeah. Hector and Christina are at the morgue now.
What happened?
Berg sent a copy of the witness statement. Here. A pair of crab fishers over in Cape Town noticed something snared in their traps. When they went down to look...
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, Mark.
What was he trying to tell me?
Who?
Miguel. The night before he went missing, he was trying to tell me something, but I can't... I told him to fuck off.
Hey, come on.
That's the last thing I said to him. Fuck!
It's okay.
I need to get back to Six Rivers.
What?
Miguel said something about Six Rivers. I know it.
What are you talking about? When?
When he called. I thought I heard him say something about Six Rivers.
Is that where you've been?
The trail cams Miguel and I set up aren't there anymore. So, you know, maybe he went up there.
I had those cameras brought back last week.
What?
Six Rivers. I had volunteers collect those cameras last Friday.
Why didn't you tell me?
I did. You signed off on it, remember?
Do we still have the footage?
Look, Mark.
Do we have it?
No, Berg took it as evidence.
Maybe Miguel has copies at his house. Hector told me he's got shoeboxes full.
Don't go over there, Mark. I'm warning you.
I need to see that footage.
God damn it. I can't keep doing this with you.
Please, Captain, I need your help.
What you need is some rest, some time away from all of this.
And do what?
Look at yourself. You're a mess. Even before Miguel went missing, you disappear for days at a time. No one knows where you are or what you're doing and the drinking.
Oh, that was one time.
I don't know what's going on with you. And I wish you trusted me enough to tell me. I really do. But you can't keep...
When can I talk to Hector and Christine?
Mark, please.
I haven't spoken to them since all this started. And at some point,
you gotta let me... Stop for 2 seconds, Christ! Just step back, you know? Clear your head. You're too close to this thing. Why can't you see that?
We had them, Nina. We had them on the run, and we just let them go. They killed Chelsea, too. You know that, don't you?
We don't know who they are.
Yes, we do!
No, we don't.
It's the cartel!
Can you prove it?
I'm trying! Why won't you help me?
Because I can't. Not yet. Not alone.
Disturbing news now out of Humboldt County. Local fishermen off the coast of Trinidad State Beach made a gruesome discovery this morning just after 6 a.m. The body of a man wrapped in plastic was found tangled in one of their traps.
Oh, my God.
The sheriff's office has yet to release the identity of the
victim. Are you seeing this?
Get in, Jess. Close the door.
Investigators here at Fox 2 say the description matches that of Miguel Arevalo, a local research assistant at Humboldt State University, declared missing this past Tuesday. Sky 3 captured the footage you're seeing here about 10 minutes ago. A body is carried off one of the search boats.
I'm sorry, I can't.
It's okay.
Has Arthur called?
No, and he's not answering.
Not for me either. Phone goes straight to voicemail.
Did he seem off to you at the fundraiser? Headed straight for the exit after he introduced you? Never came back.
I know. He called me later and said he was going to be unavailable for the next couple days. Said he had to take care of something.
Take care of what?
I don't know.
And that was the last time that you talked to him after the fundraiser?
Yeah, 2 days now.
And what about before that?
Before what?
At the restaurant while you were setting up. What did he say?
He said he wanted to talk to me about something after the fundraiser, but he never... This feels like deja vu. First Chelsea, now this.
It'll be 1 month tomorrow.
That's right. After the first town hall. I talked to him that day.
Who?
Miguel Arevalo. He was at the town hall the night Chelsea was found. I remember He got up and he started going off about, I don't know, fish or something. People started getting upset and I humiliated him. I just brushed him off. That's the only time I ever spoke to him.
There is no way that you could have known.
And now, after all this, I'm going to host another town hall. I'm going to stand up there in front of all those people and turn down hundreds of jobs that they're depending on. No. I'm calling it off.
What?
The town hall. I'm not doing it.
Laura.
Before you leave, make the call and cancel.
I think we both need to take a second and think on this, okay?
I have thought about it.
Look, I know that you're upset.
Please don't patronize me.
I'm not I just don't think that you should be making any rash decisions.
There's nothing rash about it. I've been going back and forth all week and I've made my decision.
Then I am advising you to reconsider.
Just make the call, please.
No.
Excuse me?
You're running away.
That's easy for you to say, isn't it? You're not the one up there.
That doesn't mean that I don't have any idea.
No, hold on. You don't have to look any of these people in the eye. You don't have to stand there and have a mother beg you for work so that her son can come home from war, or explain to a father that my conservational values take priority over his mortgage. You don't have to sit back and take all of that anger and fear and frustration. I do. We both knew how this was going to end. What does it matter?
Losing isn't what matters, Laura. It never has been. If you want to call it off, do it yourself. I won't have that shit on my conscience.
Don't worry. It's not you they'll blame.
Here we go. Hector!
Get the fuck out of here!
Hector, no!
Get back in your truck and go!
Entra, mi amor.
I just want to talk.
I don't care what you want. Turn around. Leave.
Por favor, pase.
Entra y llama al sheriff.
Ay, no hagas esto, pendejo.
Why are you still here?
I wanted to tell you I'm sorry. I need your help.
Incredible.
You told me, Miguel, that he kept hard copies of all his research.
You're too late.
I'm looking for footage, trail cam footage. It might explain...
Sheriff Burke already took everything.
What?
His computer, his tapes, his research, all of it.
Okay. But maybe he left something behind. Let me just go through his things for 5 minutes.
No! Sheriff Burke told me everything. How you used him.
I didn't use
him. Don't lie to me! I want you off my property.
Please. Please, Hector, just give me a chance. Fuck.
Mark. He left this for you.
Cristina, vuelve a la casa.
Take it.
What is it?
It's one of Miguel's tapes. He wrote your name on it. See? Look at the date.
October 7th.
The day before he went missing. He came home so excited.
Have you listened to it?
No. I can't.
Cristina! Que se vaya!
Déjame en paz!
Sácalo de aquí!
He left it for you. So just take it and leave.
Wait a second. Does Sheriff Burke know about this?
I don't know. Maybe. Miguel always backed up his work. I saw the tape on his desk and I just took it.
Is there anything else?
No.
No photos or footage?
Just the tape.
Well, did he say anything that night after he came home?
No. He went straight to his room. I called him for dinner, but he wouldn't eat. He just stood by the phone all night, calling you over and over. And when you finally answered, he... I don't ever want to see you again.
Wait, is there anything else? Any other tapes he left behind? Or photos?
He trusted you. So did I.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Tape looks full. Shh. Good boy, good boy.
Hello? Hello? Okay. Hi. It's 6:43 p.m. Sunday, October 7th, 2004. Just got home a few minutes ago. My mom made an interesting observation on the drive home. She said I talk in a higher pitch whenever I'm in a good mood, like a tick. That's how she could tell if I'm having a good day or not, without even asking. In any case, she's right. I am in a good mood today, because there's been some exciting new developments in my Fisher research. This could be the breakthrough I've been waiting for.
Here we go.
But before I get to that, I need to update my biweekly effluent charts. Let's see.
Huh?
More good news. Contamination levels are going down for the second consecutive week at all three
Okay, come on, come on.
Oxygen concentrations about 6.5 milligrams per liter. Six rivers. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to run all my tests this week, but that's okay, because what I saw this morning could be the evidence I need to expand my research.
This is it.
I started hiking at around 6:45 a.m., slightly later than normal. About 30 minutes in, I noticed a whole pack of bushy-tailed wood rats moving up the eastern bank of the stream, scurrying under the bushes like an assembly line.
Shit!
Just as I was about to continue uphill, I heard a loud shuffle in the bushes, followed by this screech. And there it was. A fisher! First I'd seen in months. Had to be a male. I'd put him well over 15 pounds. It all happened so fast, I only caught a glimpse, but oof! I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it.
Keep going, bud.
I decided not to pursue. The fisher had already disappeared, and I didn't want to disturb him after he'd just caught a meal. But I thought maybe he'd show up on the trail cam at Six Rivers. He might have passed through that way. You can imagine my disappointment then, when I got to Six Rivers and saw that all the cameras had been taken down. Mark must have collected them without me. I've tried calling him a few times. No answer. He hasn't answered in a few days, actually, but I'm sure he'll call back when he gets home. Anyway, the sun had just crested over the hill when I arrived at Six Rivers, and when it did, I noticed something glistening in the middle of the stream, like a yellow glare flashing under the water. It was gold! I couldn't believe it!
Gold?
It was just a speck, but the sun bounced off it at just the right angle. And it all just hit me. The gold, the fisher, the wood rats, it all finally made sense. The carbapheron had been driving fishers out of the area for months, but they weren't the only ones being affected. So maybe, maybe, the fishers didn't all just die off. Maybe they followed their food sources further inland. And as I was standing there looking at the gold in my hand, something occurred to me. You see, Eureka was originally founded in 1850 by the Union and Mendocino Exploring Companies. Eureka, in fact, is derived from the Greek word Eureka, meaning I found it. Gold. They found gold. The only reason this town even exists was to establish shipping lanes between Sacramento and the inland gold mines in Humboldt County. There were hundreds of them back then. Still are. A whole network of empty tunnels that cuts through the park. The wood rats. What better shelter for some of these nocturnal critters?
The gold mines.
So when I got into work, I logged into the USGS Mineral Resources data system to see if there were any mines in that area. And there is. Only one. Just a few miles northeast of Six Rivers. It didn't even have a name. Just marked unknown. I thought that was strange, so I took down the coordinates. So where are they?
Way to go, buddy.
Here we are. The coordinates are latitude 40.871. Yes.
Dinner's ready.
No, not yet.
I don't think so. Why?
He should be home by now. I should call him.
Of course they say not.
I'm not hungry. Thank you. I need to call Mark.
No. The other side.
I don't know what I did, Mark.
Oh, no.
Latitude 40.84111. Longitude minus 123.71167. I'll have an update tomorrow.
Gold mines. That's where he went. That's where they took him. Hello?
I told you to stay away from them.
Nina.
Why didn't you listen to me, Mark?
Wait. I gotta tell you
Sheriff
something.
Sheriff Berg just called me. Hector Arevalo says you drove over to his house and assaulted him and Christina in the middle of their fucking driveway.
I didn't assault anyone.
I'm done.
Just listen. Christina gave me a tape, Miguel's tape, the cartel. I know where they took it.
I don't care, Mark.
No, I have the coordinates on the tape. It's right here. Just let me, where is it?
You're suspended 4 weeks without pay, starting now.
What?
I'm done, Mark. I'm done.
Listen to me.
You.
The growers are hiding in the mine. I know where Miguel was captured. It's right there
on
the
line for you.
Listen to me!
No, you're finished. Turn in your gun and your badge first thing.
The fuck I will! You're not gonna help me? Fine.
Reached Arthur Headley. I'm not available right now, but leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Hey, it's me again. Look, I don't know what's going on, but I wish you would just talk to me.
Hey.
You're still here.
So are you. Got a sec?
Yeah. Come in.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
You're crying.
No, I was just...
Arthur?
Still nothing.
I'm sure he'll call soon.
That's what I keep telling myself, but I just have this terrible feeling that... I was thinking about calling Sheriff Berg. Is that a bad idea?
Just give it time, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. What is it you wanted to talk about?
Why didn't you cancel the town hall? It's still on the schedule.
I was going to, but you were right. I thought you were about to resign.
Oh, I almost did. But what would you do without me? Can't even cancel your own town hall. You're doing the right thing.
Thanks. For everything. Arthur?
Laura, hi.
Who's this?
It's Maria Campbell.
Ms. Campbell, you're probably the last person I expected to hear from tonight.
I know it's late. Figured you for a night owl as well. Looks like I was right.
Tonight I am. Yeah.
Lucky me.
So why are you calling me?
I called because I can't stop thinking about the last time we spoke. How you and I were able to have a much more honest conversation when it was just the two of us. No lawyers, no staff. Just you and I. Hablando libremente. Do you agree?
I might.
So how would you feel about having another one of those conversations?
Now?
Si, right now.
A conversation about what, exactly?
I've made some additions to our offer, and I'd like to see how you feel about it.
Additions?
That's right.
What kind of additions?
The mutually beneficial kind.
It's 2:32 in the morning. I'm here at a mine, some sort of tunnel. Miguel's last known. Someone's coming.
Thank you.
Wealth Entertainment and Endeavor Content present Dark Woods, written by David Pergolini, directed by Takashi Dosher, executive produced by Elliot Wolf. Starring Corey Stoll as Mark Ellis, Monica Raymond as Laura Romero, and Reed Scott as Arthur Headley. Featuring Anthony Jacques Jr. as Miguel Arevalo, Marna Milans as Maria Campbell, Laura Sangiacomo as Captain Nina Higgs, and Tony Trucks as Jess Ridge. Additional performances in this episode by Manuel Ariza as Armando, Jorge Luis Payo as Cartel Guard 2, Luis Fernandez Gil as Hector, Sandra Marquez as Christina, Joseph Sanfilippo as news anchor. Executive produced by Dick Wolf, Elliot Wolf, and Jenny Rattlett Mast. Produced by Fiona Smith, Takashi Dosher, and David Pergolini. Our associate producers are Talia Shea Levin and Lydia Smith. Casting by Sarah Isaacson. Production assistance from Romelia Osorio. Engineering by Bobby Howley. Editing by Nathan Rule and Bobby Howley. Additional editing by David Pergolini. Sound design and mix by Nathan Rule and Bobby Howley. Original score composed by John Kafer and Michael Dean Parsons. Foley artists Mike Miller and Bobby Howley. Additional engineering from Matt Rocker at Underground Audio. Production and post-production services provided by This Is Sound Design Studios. Production legal by Chad Russo and Ramo Law PC. Payroll services by Violet Romero of ABS Payroll. Our line producer is Alex Levine. Dark Woods is a production of Wolf Entertainment and Endeavor Content in association with Waverunner Studios. For more information, visit EndeavorAudio.com. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. No animals were harmed in the making of this podcast.